Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you. This is Dr. Shamar Womack-L, and I'm on this new platform because of you. So I want to thank each and every one of you. We need to do a little sound check just to make sure that you can hear me. And those of you, if you want to come into the chat room, I don't know what it looked like on your end. I know folks were in the chat room yesterday. So just come on into the chat room. I'm going to actually type. I might unmute a couple of you just to check. Make sure you can see me. If you're in the chat room, just go ahead and type what I just typed. First of all, let me see if that's working. Thank you, Marlene. Can you hear me good? Do I sound clear? Because I'm actually not using the mic. I really need to get a good quality mic. I'm going to see if I can get one this weekend, y'all. Hey, Jennifer. Bless you. Okay. Y'all, tell me, I'm very clear. Okay, that's good to know. All right, still going to get a good quality mic because I want the best. And I'm going to be reading instructions. They're telling me that using a speakerphone is not the best. So I'm going to look for a real good quality mic, and I want to thank each and every one of you. I'm working on another platform, too, because we're going to be – you guys will see. And I want to thank y'all because I did something that a lot of folks don't do with this. And you can go check it out yourself. I paid for the whole year, got the top program where I could actually, host, more folks on here. And it paid for the whole year. And I think I even got an extra month for free. And that's because of you guys. All right? So thank you so much. I appreciate your gifts, your sewing, and what you did is actually made an investment in yourself. And you always want to make sure you're investing in yourself. It's good to go ahead and give to others, but make an investment in yourself. Scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, meaning you're not going to love anybody until you actually begin to see the value of yourself. And evidently, you saw the value of yourself. That's why you basically invested, and you sow good seeds into good ground. I'm going to open up in prayer. Hey, Adeline, bless you. Okay. Some of you got little code names here. So, Robert. Hey, Robert. Bless you. One of my prodigal sons I haven't seen in years. All right, well, bless you. Thank you for coming on. So y'all can come. I want to kind of wait just a little bit and give y'all time to come into the chat room. This way. Oh, I figured out something, y'all. I need to see if it works. I need somebody to do this. So, for instance, if you want to ask me a question, instead of coming in the chat room to ask me a question, and I was reading it because I told you I'm a master of this dashboard. If you are on a phone, you can actually press 1 and a hand goes up on my end, and then what happens, I can unmute you. And we can actually talk. So can somebody press 1? And if you have a real question, too, press 1. Okay. So there's not a hand. It looks like a question mark. All right, so I'm going to test this out. Hold on. So I see a telephone number. I'm not going to call your whole number. I'm just going to call the first 6 digits. All right? 973-868. Who is that?
Good afternoon. This is Donovan Aline, Your Grace.
Okay, so you press 1?
Yes, I pressed 1, and it said I'm in the host queue.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you. Okay, cool. All right, don't put you. So, that works, people. I told you I was going to figure this out. So how do I now get you? Okay, now that I got you back in mute. All right, let me test this out with somebody else. Okay, hold on, y'all. Y'all helping me out. Y'all really helping me out. Okay. Oops. And the only thing when I unmute. Okay, I see a number 562-334. Look like you hit 1. Who is that? 562-334.
Hey, Dr. Womack, this is Ann out in California.
Bless you. So you pressed 1 as well?
Yes, I pressed 1.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm figuring this out. Thank you. Y'all helping me out here. It's good. Okay. All right, and it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you. So I'm not going to check all of you, but I'm going to check one more person just to see. Make sure I'm doing this right, and then we're going to go into the lesson. And what's happening? How come this is not happening? Okay. So, area code 973715. Who is that?
The number this looks, is that Chris, number Your Grace. How are you doing today? This is
Chris
on the phone?
Yes. Okay. So, you pressed 1 as well?
Be loud and clear. I did.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for helping me out. Okay, so I think I'm clear. Now, some of you pressed 1, I didn't answer, so I might, let me teach, and I might just open up your line later to see if you do have a question. Okay, let's go before the throne of grace, because that's what we need right now. Father, we bless you and we thank you, because you're the source of our total supply and our every need. You're the source of our healing and our deliverance. And you're the source, oh God, of all that we even look and strive for. So, Lord, we just come to you in total dependency, total surrender to your will, your plan, and your purpose. And we decree that the best is yet to come. In the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Okay, so I'm going to be looking in the chat room, even if you have questions, and I'm looking in the chat room, I'll probably even answer your questions right then and there before I actually do a Q&A. And if y'all have questions, feel free to go ahead and just start hitting, even while I'm teaching, because I'll probably pause here and there, and hit 1. I did say I might be on here a little longer. I don't want to keep you longer than it need be, but this is serious, and we are not going to be moved by fear, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, and we're going to move in power right now. We're going to move in the power of knowledge. We're going to move in the power of healing, the power of deliverance, and the power of protection, and I decree that over your life, and I just want you to receive it. In the name of the Most High. All right? So I want to share with you some ways to bulletproof your health and to bulletproof your defense. Now, I got word, and again, I can't verify it because it was just one person, and to me, one person alone is not evidence, but I'm just going to tell you anyway, and again, I don't know if it's 1%. But I'm still checking it out. And the word I got was this, that New York, that there is a plan in place for New York City 4 weeks from now to be shut down, meaning a lot of places as far as restaurants and big gatherings, et cetera, and even little gatherings are not going to be permitted. and that people won't even be permitted. I don't know how they're going to do this, but people won't even be permitted to even come into the city. Now, that's hearsay. I don't know if that's accurate, but somebody who works for the government actually said that. And I heard that's going to take place 4 weeks from now. And then what was funny is that when I actually did a Facebook Live, someone actually sent me a message of the same exact thing, okay? So they actually sent me, y'all know how they could do messaging and so forth. So I was like, wow. But that's not enough for me. I have to find out a little bit more. So if that takes place with New York City, that means it's going to be national. Now, I also found out, I don't know if y'all followed me when I was on Facebook, and I'm going to say this. If you're not following me on Facebook, and I don't come on there with foolishness, you know, a lot of people go on Facebook and all kinds of crazy stuff. I come on there just giving you either some news about something or something that the Spirit of God directs me to actually share. And sometimes people go, I thought you were a doctor. I'm a doctor, but also I'm moved by the Spirit as well. And sometimes the Lord uses me of the prophet and also prophetically. So however the Lord begins to direct me, I begin to share that with the public. And I'll use that. So if you're not following me on Facebook, do that, because this way I can catch you up on some things. Not into the gossip world, but I am into the world of truth and reality. So you'll hear me talk about stuff as things come up in the Spirit. Actually just direct me that. Do that. And then sometimes the Spirit don't direct me. Sometimes I just want to share something. Everything, you know, I don't float on clouds. All right. So if you're not following me, go ahead and you can send me, I think you have to, you have to want to become a friend or something. I have to accept you, especially y'all in my wellness community. So I'll be accepting you. Or you could send me an email and say, my name is such and such, please accept. You can email me bishop@bishopwomack.com and say, please accept me as your friend on Facebook, okay? Because I don't befriend everybody. All right. So let's do this. There's so much I want to share with you. Let me go ahead and get this out the way. And then I'll share with you something that I feel that you really need to know. But I did promise you I was going to tell you about what to do with Jack in the bush. So get your pen ready. Get your paper ready. Have a notebook dedicated for all the sessions we have, Wellness Wednesdays, these particular calls. Just have a notebook ready for this, okay? So Jack in the Bush that originally came out of Africa, and then when they dropped off some of the slaves that actually couldn't go further, you know, to the Maximum, which became America later, that's a whole other thing. My God. Okay, let me stop. So when they dropped off some slaves in the Caribbean, especially Jamaica, which actually they had taken a bunch of, what's amazing, you might have heard me say this, we didn't bring our food with us, but they took our food. They started taking our food. They took seeds. They took a lot of things that we need right now today. So they took this particular bush, or shrub, which is really a flowering shrub, and they began to actually start using these and planting these shrubs that were very powerful, and they saw the natives actually using this, and they start calling it, I'll say that part later, because that's Let me get to the part, because that has a whole history with that. But anyway, they call it Jack Na Bush. Okay. Almost sound like I'm from Jamaica. Jack Na Bush. And that bush, which is really a shrub, is a powerful bush. Now, if you study some history, which you got to understand, history is his story. They lied about it and said it came from someplace else, and it's not Trump. It came from Africa, all right? It came from Africa. Why did they take this bush? Because they saw the natives using this bush. They saw the natives using this bush in so many ways, using the root, using the plant, using the leaves, using the bark. They crushed it, and they used it as a medicine. They used it also as a war paint. They used it even in their hair. They used it as a poultice, as a drink. This shrub is a powerful herbal medicine. Now, it's amazing that people who had no labs, meaning people of color, they had no laboratories, they had that innate knowledge that they knew how to use all the plants without knowing the medicinal properties and the therapeutic properties of plants. It's as though they were somehow synchronized with the planet and with nature and with the earth. When they got cut, they would use this on cut of the, you know, the skin. When they got sick, they would use this and actually get well. They would actually take this and use it as a Band-Aid. They would put it on certain areas of the body, and the body would heal. There's old documentation. Asians begin to take this as well. And I want y'all to hear me, okay? The Asians, and I found this out, that there is a I meant to tell y'all this. Now I'll get back to this. I'll get back to what I'm talking about this shrub. But I meant to tell y'all this. Y'all heard me talk about, I heard 4 weeks from now they were going to shut down New York City. Okay? I didn't tell you this part. And I just saw this as well. Now, I talked to someone on the phone yesterday, and they told me this. They might be on here now. And I said, what? You sure of this? And this person is someone that I know they wouldn't be lying to me. I know this person, okay? And they said to me that scientists are saying that this coronavirus is going to affect 70% of the people on the planet. Not in the country of the United States, but 70% of a planet. And I said, you sure? Where did you get this from? They told me from scientists. So I heard what they said, and I believe in so far as it may be some crackpot, might be just spreading this or whatever. And I checked out today and found a number of scientists, not medical doctors. They all really want to know research. It's not medical doctors, okay? It is scientists, okay? Because usually medical doctors follow what scientists say and then come up with their own thing to scrutinize and just have people to do their thing so they can just make money off people. But I found today, and it's not 70%, but it's 60% they're saying. They all agree that I saw 60% of the people on the planet are going to actually be affected by this coronavirus. That's high, y'all. That's high. If you said 10%, that's high. If you said 5%, that's high. 60%, I'm not talking about some county. I'm not talking about some region. I'm not talking about a state. I'm talking about the earth, 60%, and there got to be a way. I got to figure out how I can even do some type of videos or something on here to get y'all to see it. So that's high, okay? That's extremely high. So I really want y'all, because a lot of the stuff I'm giving you is not I'm not selling you this stuff. You can get this stuff, like the first herb I told you. You can buy this stuff on your own, okay? This is not, if I present something to you and I'm telling you make a donation for something, that's something I feel super serious that you need. A lot of this stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you is what you can get at your local health food store. And let me say this, too, why I'm thinking about it. And I'm going to get back to Jack in the Bush, but you need to hear this. Most people are going to the wrong places to shop. Now, I'm not just going to give you a list of herbs and supplements and things like that to take and tell you about food. I'm going to tell y'all how to make it. I really want you to hear me because this is from – there's so many things I could be doing right now, but I am really concerned about you, and I want you to thrive, and I want you to succeed. I don't care what happens I do care what happens, but I'm saying everybody else, people around you are falling out of all that. I want to make sure you don't fall out and croak. I want to make sure that you share what I'm sharing with you, with your neighbor, with your cousin, with your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your pastor. Okay? So I want you to be health evangelists. Somebody type that in the chat room. I just want to see that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to be health evangelist. Health evangelist. Hey, Crystal. That's what I want you to be. Thank you. That looks good, y'all. Y'all can start saying now. I anoint you to be a health evangelist. Yes, yes, yes. I want you to be health evangelist. You can tell somebody because I said so. I said so. And you know what? Some of y'all don't know because I use doctor, but I am a consecrated bishop, and bishops can consecrate. Amen. So I consecrate you right now, first of all, with my words, that you are a health evangelist. And what does an evangelist do? An evangelist is a person who goes from place to place preaching for the conversion of souls. What is it that a health evangelist does? A health evangelist goes from place to place proclaiming for the conversion of health. People are sick. You're going to begin to share with them a message. Look at the word message. To get people out of the mess in this age. Oh, don't mess with me now. Ah! Did y'all hear me? y'all got to share a message to get people out of the mess in this age. My God, that sounds good right there. So I call you a health evangelist. Amen. Y'all going to be little Dr. Shema. Amen. Spreading the good news. Amen. We ain't going to lose nobody. If y'all do your job, we ain't going to lose our loved ones and even our enemies. Amen. Some folks you can begin to shine the light, amen, of truth upon them where they begin to come out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know what? There's some folks they ain't never going to go to church. But you take the church to them. Some folks ain't never gonna open up that Bible. But guess what? You can actually be that living word, rid of all men. Be a health evangelist. Don't just be selfish and go get these things for yourself. Begin to share people what they need to do. I'm very serious about this. Crystal says the churches are closed. Yeah, that's the building. But guess what? Y'all be the mobile temple of God. Y'all be the church. But some of you still gonna go to work. Some of you gonna still, you know, have public transportation. They probably close that down too eventually. But y'all begin to share what you're learning on these calls. All right? It is vital, vital, vital. Yes, yes. Samuel, you're a health evangelist. Marlene, you're a health evangelist. Jennifer and Adeline. And Crystal, you're a health evangelist. And those of you ain't even in the chat room, you don't know it. You're a health evangelist. and you might just share something with one person to save their life. Amen. I believe that, y'all. I believe it. Okay. So let's get back to this Jack in the Bush. Now, this is really important what I'm going to share with you. Now, how do you use the Jack in the Bush? There's a number of ways you can use the Jack in the Bush. You want to see when you get it, it's going to look like what? That's what it's going to look like. You're going to go, what? What did Dr. Shamar Womack L. get me in? What is this? It's going to look like twigs, and it's going to look like rocks, and it's going to look like pebbles and stones, pieces of wood. And you're going to go, what is this, Jack in the Bush? And what y'all don't realize is this is our original medicine. All of these things I'm sharing with you. See, some of you buying these European herbs, and they ain't going to work for you. Okay? European herbs are herbs that are hybrid. Those are not going to work for you. You have to use herbs from the jungle. You have to use herbs from the forest and from the rainforest because that's what's going to help you. You got me, folks? It is important that we begin to understand this. All herbs are not the same. All herbs are not the same. Okay. I'll get into the teaching on that another time. But you need to use the herbs that basically are designed for your genetic expression, for your DNA, for your chromosomes, for your blood system. It is very important that we understand it. All right. So, Jack in the Bush, how do you use it? Well, the leaves could be crushed in your hand. Some of you, if you buy it already where it's already crushed, it's good. Or you can grind it, okay, if you have anything going on with the skin. And you could actually just wet it and take a poultice or a tape, put the herb on and wrap it around your arm. That's one way. Now, the way that I want you to do it is you get a pack of this stuff, okay? It's going to look weird. You're going to actually make a drink out of it. You boil one pot, a big pot of water, at least 1 gallon. Now, the more water, the better because you can put it in the refrigerator. You don't want to keep this outside the refrigerator because it will mold because it has an active ingredient of really good bacteria that is good for you. All right, and that stuff will actually just begin to mold, and you'll see all kinds of stuff. And that bacteria you want inside your body so it can actually fight bad bacteria that's in you. So you go ahead and get a gallon of water. You can do 2 gallons of water. But for every gallon of water, you're going to use 1 tablespoon of Jack in the Bush. Get that part. Write it down. And I'm looking in the chat room. Y'all let me know if you're clear on this before I go any further. All right? I want to make sure you understand. If you got a question on what I just said, go ahead and just, or you know what you could do? You can either hit 1 if you want. For those of you that hit 1 already, I got to see how to reset it. The next project, how do I reset that? Anyway, all right, don't know how to reset it. Yes, 1 tablespoon, but you're using 7 tablespoons per gallon. Y'all got this? You're going to use 1 tablespoon, but a total of 7 tablespoons of the Jack in the Bush per gallon. So you're going to use a measuring spoon, a tablespoon, but you're going to use 7 of those tablespoons per gallon. All right, so you're not using 1 tablespoon per gallon. You're using a tablespoon. I don't want to confuse you. I'm saying tablespoon, so you don't use a teaspoon. And you're going to use 7. There you go. So let's say you got a real big, you got grandma's big pot. Grandma's real big pot is usually 2 gallons. If you got one of those, okay, then you're going to use 14 tablespoons per gallon of water. Now, it is preferable that you use distilled water. You don't have to, but it's preferable. And the reason why I'm saying preferable, some of you might have bad tap water. And it's too expensive for you to use some of these bottled waters, these alkaline waters. Now, if you get distilled water, it usually costs you like 99 cents for a gallon. That's not expensive. Now, if you know you got good tap water, and a lot of you don't, but if you know you do, it depends on where you actually live. If you got good tap water, you could use that. Okay, if you have a really good system, like we have a really good system. So if you have a really good system, you can use that. If not, then go for distilled water. Like I said, it's only 99 cents a gallon. Aren't you worth 99 cents? Yes, you are. Way more than that. Way more than that. So 7 tablespoons per gallon of water. Now, what you're going to do, you're going to take 7 tablespoons of the Jack in the Bush, put into the 1 gallon of water that's in the pot, turn the flame low, not real high, and you're going to put a top on top of the pot. Have a top. Don't have it open, because if the water is actually boiling with the herbs in it, a lot of the medicinal properties are going to go out the pot through the steam. That's not what you want. You want it to stay in the water, so you need a top so that when it hits the top will sweat and it will go right back into the water. Y'all talk back to me. Let me know if you understand what I'm saying in the chat room. Real simple process. Now, you're going to do that for 1 hour. Everybody got me? 1 hour. Thank you. After 1 hour, you're going to turn it off, and you're going to see some of the water is going to actually escape out of the pot. Not a lot, but some will. Okay? You add a little bit extra water to get it to where it originally was. So you'll probably see like a little line where the water was. This is going to be on for an hour. So you're going to have what they call, this is an old down south term. Some of you might know it, some of you might not. But in folklore medicine, they call it pot liquor. So what is left is the pot liquor after an hour. You don't start drinking it, okay? You look where the line was or where the original water was, okay? You add some more water until you get it exactly where it was again. All right, you got to let it cool. I'm making y'all herbalists right now. You got to let it cool. After 1 hour, you turn the flame off. Let it cool for another hour. Oh, it's some work. Some of y'all getting to see what I be doing with these herbal formulas. You know, people be like, oh, can I get my pills now? Or can I get my extract? It takes time putting these formulas together, all right? Takes time. Okay. Yes, for 1 hour. After the hour, when you cut it off, take the top off, pour more water in to restore whatever water was lost. Put the top on. Let it cool for 1 hour. Okay? While it's cooling, there's no flame on. After that hour, now what you're going to do, you're going to turn on the flame again for about 30 minutes, low, very low. After that, you can drink it or you can store it. All right, how much do you drink? 1 cup a day. 1 cup a day. Y'all got me? Now, if you want to add a little bit of monk, M-O-N-K, syrup or sugar, you can actually do that. It's not for medicinal purposes. It's just for the taste. Or just, if you like me, just get it over with and drink it. It's not a pleasurable drink. Just don't let you know. But I'll tell you one thing. It's going to help keep you alive. Okay? All right. Children can drink that too. I would give children, if it's for children, I would actually have them to do a half a cup because it's potent. Or take a half a cup and dilute the other with more water. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something later for children that I think is even better. This is really good for adults. Children can drink this, though, because this is really good. It's just that children might have a reaction because if children have a lot of toxicity in their body, what this will do, it will pull up so much mucus, and that's why sometimes I got to tell people this. It'll pull up so much mucus that people freak out and think the children have a cold. And it was in them all the time. It's just that this has stirred it up. This is like old. This is what they call, y'all ever heard the terms in the West Indies? The bush. This is the bush medicine. What are the bush medicine? And this stuff don't play. This is why Europeans actually stole it. Okay. So I'll tell you something for children where they won't have that, because this will give the children a reaction if there's something already in their body. And you'll think they're sick, and some people freak out and take children to the hospital, and it's really not called a healing crisis. When y'all get a chance, look that term up, healing crisis, study it. Because a lot of times what you think, when you start taking herbs, I hear people go, oh, I stopped taking these herbs because it was making me sick. No, it wasn't making you sick. It was healing you. It was pulling all the crap out of your body because you didn't know you were already sick. So it's called a healing crisis. You're not sick. It's not making you sick. It's pulling sickness out of you that was already in you, that was underlying and hiding, that you didn't know about. It's very important you understand that. So y'all need to look that up. I'm not going to talk about that at this time because I got other things I want to deal with. All right? Crystal said, what are the other names? Y'all really don't need this. Just look for Jack of the Bush. That's Jack of the Bush. Because I need the other names. There's a whole lot of names. I mean, it's called camphor, cardinal, ismir. Y'all don't waste your time with that. Like alpha pinene, catenum, and then Latin terms. Y'all don't want all that. Just let's go by what the names that we, because all these other names, these are Caucasians came up with. Okay, like catenine and all this stuff. No, let's do it like they did Jack in the Bush, okay? So that's all you need, because it goes by a whole lot of names, such as Eupatorium Odoratum, which is Latin. Y'all go in the health food store and say, you got any Eupatorium you're lost. They might have a whole box, and they're going to, because there's a lot of people in the store, they don't know what it's. They don't know what it's. If you say Jack in the Bush, they'll know. But if you say that, they ain't gonna know what you're talking about. All right. So I'm giving you the common names. You know. Now if I was talking to another doctor and so forth, that's just, you know, somebody, a herbalist or something, they would know. So let's just stick with Crystal, Jack in the Bush. Makes it real simple. All right. Any questions in the chat room? Those of you not in the chat room, you can come in this chat room. Make it a little bit more easier for me. Anyway. Okay. So let's deal with this. I'm going to share this with you, too. I'm going to throw stuff out there. Sometimes it's going to seem like I'm all over the place just because there's so much stuff in my mind. And I got to give it out. I can't keep all this in. But this is important. And then I'm going to share something else with you. This is important. And you can investigate. You don't have to do this immediately. And I don't know, maybe you should. I don't know, because I don't know how many of these are going to be around. But I've been involved in preparedness. Lady Womack, if you listen to me, cover the bird cage because they are very loud. Shema, can you hear me? Okay. So this is very important. I've been involved in preparedness for a long time. I studied someone in the Bible by the name of Joseph. Joseph was used mightily to really preserve. If people really told the truth about it, he was the original one of preparedness, who was also a prophet and also someone being rejected by his own family. It's amazing. We really studied this guy, and he was so young and began to interpret dreams because he was prophetic. But he saved Africa. He saved the world from dying because they're going all the way back then. There was pestilence, there was famine, there was plague, and Joseph got insight from the Lord of what to do. Pharaoh himself didn't know what to do. And I started studying this years ago about Joseph, and always, you know, this stuff I'm talking about, even with the herbs and all this, this is not new, and some of you keep hearing me saying this is true. I've been doing this stuff for over 40 years, and I don't just work just with help. I work with the total man. Got to have your spirit right. Got to have your mind right. Got to have your body right. Got to have your relations right. Got to have your money right. Got to have a recreation life. Some of you, you need a recreation. Oh, my God. Some of you need a recreation life. See, the key to life, somebody write this. The key to life is balance. The key to life is balance. I would be a terrible doctor and a terrible pastor and a terrible prophet and a terrible bishop if I was just so concerned about people and just didn't have no time with my family, which there are a lot of folks like that today. The ministry was on my mind 24/7, which it is, and my family ain't never on my mind. I'm going to tell y'all something. I would not follow a person like me if that was the case. Because what in the world could a person tell me if all they is involved in saving souls or all they involved in helping people get well, and he's a father, he never had no time with his son, never had no time with his daughter, never had no time with his wife. That's the problem right there. What I deal with is called holistic. What's holistic if there is a major deficiency in communication with this man's family? Or he helping a lot of people get well from this disease and that disease and this sickness, but he got no relationship with his wife. He got no relationship with his daughter. He got no relationship with his son. Are y'all seeing what I'm saying? The key to life is balance. And I know, thank y'all for typing that. This is important. And I know you're not going to have wellness if you don't practice a balanced life. Now, some of y'all can go to the health food store tonight. Well, it's not too late tonight. Well, depending on where you live at. And you can get all the stuff I'm recommended, but then act like the devil. Okay? Don't sleep in Don't sleep in bed with your husband, or don't sleep in bed with your wife. Don't have no relationship with your children. You're gonna find that these things that I'm sharing with you are not going to have the full potential because you're lacking in your life somewhere. And when you're lacking in your life, especially concerning communication, you're not going to have the balance of wellness. Is it making any sense to y'all? So it's not about taking an herb only. There's some powerful herbs out there, y'all, that God has designed for us. But it's not about some powerful angstrom mineral and some powerful trace mineral. And they work. But it's about finding the balance. You can't work. I mean, you could work 80 hours a week. If you don't have no recreation in your life, what is all that work for? I just want you to think. Some of you work, and I work. God knows I work. But there comes a time I put a pause on, and I'm like, got to have time with my family. Got to have time with my daughter. There are times I just want to be with my daughter. Other times I want to be with my son. Other times I'm with my children only. Then I'm with my wife only. Then all of us together. This is vital, y'all. I know y'all waiting for the next remedy. This is a remedy right here. Especially in this day and time and what's going on right now, you need to make sure that you're living in balance. And if you're not, at least get into the practice. 40 hours for another man, and then you forget your man. Oh, my gosh. Woo, Jesus. Let me say this again. Don't you give another man 40 hours, and then you don't give your man no time. And it's vice versa. Hear me, sir? Same thing for you. Don't you work 40 hours and then you got no time for your woman. I don't care if you ain't married. You got to have relation. You got to have a relation, y'all. It's a part of wellness. I'm saying this because some of y'all need to hear this. This is vital. I can't tell you. People call me all the time. What do I take for this? What do I take for this? I'm like, what's going on in your life first? What's going on in your life? Oh, I work. I work all the time. That's your problem. That's why you sit. I'm stressed. When's the last time you had fun? When's the last time you took yourself? And let's say you're single. When's the last time you took yourself on a date? You know, let me tell y'all something. I always could. You roll back probably laughing. But I always could have somebody in my life, you know, always before I was married. But there were times, because I learned this from my mentor. And that's something, too. You want to have a mentor. You got no mentor? Find a mentor. Find a mentor by any means necessary. Do whatever you got to do. Find yourself a mentor. And if you're in your 20s and your 30s, and you, especially around that age, do whatever you got. Okay, find a mentor. Those of you in your 40s and 50s, you late, but it ain't too late. Get yourself a mentor and make sure your ear is at the mouth of that mentor constantly. Don't do a one-time-a-month thing and even a one-time-a-week. Always make a connection with your mentor. Find yourself a mentor, okay? And understand this, your mentor. When you're not following the mentor properly, your mentor can be your tormentor. See, some of y'all want your mentor to be your friend. Your mentor is not designed to be your friend. Your mentor is designed. Say, I know. Y'all looking. I just want to know the next herb. Yeah, you better hear what I'm saying, so that you can have some meaning out of your life, so you can have some wellness, especially during this day and time and all this crazy stuff going on. I'm telling you, listen to what I'm saying. You will thank me for many years to come. All right? You will thank me. Find yourself a mentor. Do whatever you need to do to have a mentor. Somebody's going to propel you, pull you, push you into your purpose. And if you ain't sure, I know this is the Holy Spirit talking right now. I got a whole list of stuff to talk to you about, but I just like, see, when you understand the prophetic always brings interruption to interrupt a cycle in your life because you've been going through a cycle that needs to be broken. Please hear me, y'all. You need a cycle that will actually be broken because you've been in a cycle. You've been going around the mulberry bush. Y'all have read that in Exodus? They were just walking around outside the perimeters of where they should have been in, called the Promised Land, just walking, ringing around the rosy, pocket full of clothes, ashes, ashes, until you fall down. Y'all got to stop that. Getting too old for that, y'all. Too old for that. Too old for keep meeting the same kind of man that ain't no good for you. Too old to keep meeting the same kind of woman who ain't no good for you. Too old to keep doing the same thing with your money that ain't good to you. Too old to just keep doing the same thing with your health that is not good for you. Got to stop it. You got to break it. Well, I want to know how I can overcome this coronavirus. First of all, you need to learn how to overcome the virus that you don't even see that's been eating up your life and your time and like a parasite going around in circles. Somebody made a song. Who was that? Was it Billy Preston? I'll find it later. Somebody did a song like that. Got to stop this going around in circles because this is not well. This is not wellness. And if you want these herbs and these foods to really work for you, you want balance in every avenue and dimension of your life, spiritually, soulishly, physically, financially, socially, don't forget recreation. Some of y'all got to stop being sad sacks. Sad sacks. Just work all the time, making money, but you don't have no fun. What is all that for? Think about what I'm saying. I'm not saying it to make you feel good. I'm saying it to bring you to an awareness and a consciousness because you want to walk in wellness. See, health is your body. Wellness is your life, y'all. Oh, my God. Health is your body. Wellness is your whole life, the totality of who you are. Time to function and purpose. And I'm telling you, when you come together, I thank God for this community. I call it the wellness community. I'm going to create something and call y'all my wellness buddy, but y'all healing evangelists. God's going to use y'all. Well, y'all going to come in contact with some people and say, hey, I can tell you about this herb. I can tell you about this tissue salt. I can tell you about this cell salt. I can tell you about this mineral. You need to learn how to have some fun. Take yourself out on a date. Go get your toes done. Go get your foot done. Y'all better hurry up, too, and get it started. Go to the movies. Go early in the morning. Go to the movies before everybody get there. That's what I like doing. I like going to the movies when folks ain't thinking about going to the movies. People want to go to the movies when it's real late and it's all crowded and stuff. The folks coughing and sneezing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, take yourself on a date. And know what? You don't want to go out? Do a candlelight date in the house for yourself. Fix yourself something special. Get out my healthy eating cookbook and check out three things. I'm gonna make myself this and light a candle. Yeah, run yourself some bath water. Use some of my bath detox, my bath detox salt. Some of you got that. You need to start using that too. Yeah, use Dr. Womack L's bath detox salt, man. Now some of you got it and Spirit just showed me you ain't used it yet. Listen. Use it. Ooh, it's like going on a honeymoon. My God, does something to your body. Yeah, soak in that tub. Enjoy. Don't just be working all the time. And then some of you working in the house too. So you ain't going nowhere. You in the house and you're working in the house too. It's about 14 of y'all. Lord just said to me, you're working in the house too. Man, go out. Yeah, what about this coronavirus? Just keep your windows up. Ride around. Enjoy. Enjoy the environment. Go somewhere you never went before. I used to find real estate, and even I remember a house I bought. I would still get lost just so I can take my time and look in the environment. See, some of y'all get lost, you freak out, and you get scared. I got to get back to the main road or something. No. Go take a ride. Have your windows up, though. All right? Take a ride and go somewhere you never went before. Stop going the same way all the time. Enjoy the moment. All right, let me get back to okay, any questions on the Jack in the Bush? All right. Now, there's something I feel is important. And you don't have to run to this now. I'm just giving this to you because I think this is important. When was the last time, and probably some of you might not even know about it unless you've been following my teaching for a long time, that some of you know, but you need to actually get what is called water brick. Water brick. Now, that's not an herb. Just so you know, a water brick is a storage container where you just store a bunch of water in it and it preserves the water for almost like 15 to 25 years. And you could probably, I haven't went online, but you could, I'm sure you can. There's places that some hardware stores you can get them at. They won't even just have them completely out. They'll have them in the basement somewhere and they go bring it up. You can probably find it online. You can probably find it on Amazon or something. They call water, W-A-T-E-R. People call it survival water brick. Others call it water brick storage container. Somebody look it up right now. See if you can find it for me. And they're usually blue, all right? And it looks like a big, gigantic brick. And you can stack them. And it really preserves the water. I've been using these things, and even at the temple, had this stuff in a certain place. Even my members don't even know what I have because I don't want them to know because we had got an emergency or something. I got it stored, had it stored for years, where I'm going to actually look over it and distribute it to them. Because, you know, people panic. They got crazy. So this is why I hide stuff certain places so they won't that if we needed it, we got it. And I did this years ago. Let me see in the chat room if anybody found it. You can get them in 3.5 gallons, 5 gallons. 10 gallons is going to be too heavy. But everybody can handle, I think everybody can handle like a 3 gallon. And you can get them in 8 packs, 10 packs, 12 packs. I think it's great because you don't know what's going to happen with the water system of municipalities and certain states and counties, et cetera. I think this is something, and this is not to get you in fear. I think your faith works better. Oh, get out of here. There's a website that's waterbrick.org. Well, that's deep. Okay. I didn't even know that. All right, so Marlene found something called waterbrick.org. I didn't even know they exist. I know you can find it at a lot of hardware. There's like the mom-and-pop hardware store. I told y'all I'd be like all over the place because I wanted to say this too. I told y'all I'd be like all over the place. Now, y'all remember I started off saying this? People don't know where to shop. Why do you go into the big department stores? You're going to the Walmarts and you're going to the Whole Foods and you're going to the Food Town and you're going to the King supermarkets and all that. And this is what's going to happen when you go to those places. Number one, it's going to be overcrowded. Number two, it's going to be a long line. Number three, a lot of stuff that you do need, it ain't there. So I recommend to you tomorrow, and again, don't get in panic. Move in love and move in power and move in wisdom. Instead of going to these big stores, go to the small mom and pop still around. You're going to have to do your due diligence and check it out in your research, and maybe you might need to stay up an extra hour just to do this. Find out where there are 3 mom and pop health food stores at, in your community or outside of your community, the little teeny health food stores. And when you find the little teeny health food stores, you want to go in there and buy the stuff that people are not thinking about. Hold on for a moment, y'all. I'm gonna go to my cupboard because I put some stuff out. Y'all hold on. All right, that you should start getting. If anybody else find another site, Walmart actually sells water bricks? Really? Interesting. Amazon has water bricks? Okay. I was figuring Amazon got some everything. And just answer me in the chat room, and I'm going to go grab some real quick. Are they blue? But the blue ones are the better ones. Those are safe ones. The ones that's white and stuff, you don't want that because that does something to the water. The blue ones are the ones that last a long time and it's safe for your water. So y'all text me or I don't know what you call it. Y'all chat me. Yes, they're blue? Okay, that's the ones you want. They do have some that's white. You don't want that because sunlight can hit it and the water's not good. You want the blue, which actually shields green. I wouldn't mess with the green unless I couldn't find nothing else. I would go for blue. I would go for the blue water brick. And whatever you can afford to get. If you live in an apartment, make room in your closet if you can. Just find a place to store it. And if you couldn't do nothing else, put one in the trunk of your car or get two or three if you can. Oh, green is for food. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, Marlene. That makes sense. Yeah, blue is for the water. Green, I agree with that. Okay? All right, y'all hold on if y'all don't mind. I'm going to get something. This is going to help y'all.
As usual, Lady Womack moves all of my stuff. Thank you, Lady Womack. As usual. Love her, but she just moves my stuff all the time, and I can't stand it. Anyway. All right. I grabbed what I could grab. She's a neat freak. Oh, my God. A neat freak. I put stuff out on the counter so I can go over with y'all. She just moved it. But anyway. So I just got three bags. You can start with this. Here's some things you might want to get. It's called, y'all type this, somebody type this for me. It's called Right Rice. This is stuff like emergency stuff that you can get this and store it, and it will last. Oh, you probably get a good 2-3 years out of this, but hopefully you'll eat it before then. But it's called Right Rice, RIGHTRICE. And if you ever had Spanish rice, this is a healthier version. So Spanish rice is definitely tastes good, but it's very unhealthy for you. Somebody write that. It's called Right Rice. It's made from vegetables, and it's like Spanish rice. And I'll read the ingredients so you know what it's made out of. It's made out of chickpea. It's made out of peas. Okay. It's also made out of red pepper and also lentil flour. This is the kind of stuff people should be buying. You're going to have a lot of unhealthy people because they're buying a bunch of junk at these big stores. And you can find this stuff in your mom and pop. Whole Foods will have this, but you can find it in your mom and pop health food stores, those little teeny health food stores that a lot of people don't pay attention to. But folks not running there. Now, they might after the day because y'all on this call, but this is the kind of stuff you want to get. All right? Right. Now, it comes in a black package. The one that is good that I've tasted is the Spanish. Okay, they have some other ones, and they're all made out of vegetables. It's a vegetable base. All right, I'm going to keep y'all too much longer, unless y'all want me to stay here. I know y'all got things to do. Another rice, it comes in an orange package. It's called Banza, B-A-N-Z-A. Now, this is not, the least thing I'm sharing with you is that white rice. It's not Uncle Ben's, it's not Carolina or whatever those rices are that have arsenic in it and that kills you and not even designed for my people. Okay? Banza, it's actually made from chickpeas. Now, you got to follow the instructions. If you let this rice, you're cooking this rice long, it's going to be, it's not going to be good. It's going to be like soupy oatmeal or something like that. Follow the instructions. Okay?
take a sip of water. Okay, another rice that's good, and again, go to these small health food stores. This stuff will last for a long time. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. You throw it in the cupboard. Okay? Organic Madagascar pink rice made by Lotus Foods. Organic Madagascar MADAGASCAR pink rice. Made by Lotus Foods. Now, this company also carries, which I recommended to most of y'all way back, black rice. That's a rice that's for our people, okay? A lot of this stuff originates out of the jungle, out of the rainforest, out of swamps, okay, which is stuff that we should be eating. If you want to also get black rice, you can. Now, that's a good start. You can buy. Now, let me tell you about, for instance, Banza. That actually has 11 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber. Pretty good. But you got to follow the directions. It's really easy to make. All these are easy to make. Don't make this and walk away and go do your hair and put on your makeup. Because if you so, you got jacked up rice. I'm just telling you right now. The rice is going to be jacked up. Now, if you want to make it taste real good, put some vegetables in it after it's done. Don't cook the vegetables with the rice. Have the vegetables separate and then add it to the rice. Any of the vegetables I recommended to you. Any of the bullshit stuff, boom. Red peppers, there's so much you can add to this stuff. Wild green, you can mix it up with cabbage. This stuff is good. All right? Okay, let me do this. Let me talk about this. Can y'all handle a little bit more? Talk to me in the chat room. Says she got pounds of black rice. Let me come over to your house and get some of that. Okay. Anybody want me to keep going? Y'all can take it. I can make it. All right. So the water fridge. Investigate that. I think that's going to play a major role in your life one day. If not now, later. Water's essential. That's why I'm drinking some right now. Okay. Well, let me talk about this real quick. There is something that will support your body that I highly, highly, highly recommend. And I think anybody who's ever been my client for any period of time, I have put every single solitary one of my clients on this. And it's called Corella. I'll spell it for you. C-H-L-O-R-E L-L-A, Corella. Now, it is more powerful than spirulina. Some of you might have heard of spirulina. It's an algae. It's a nutrient-dense algae, and I've been using this stuff for years. Number one, it's a food. Number two, it can be used as a supplement as well, but it's a food. It actually improves sugar levels, cholesterol levels. It gets rid of heavy metals that a lot of you got in your body. Gets rid of toxins. Not like some of the other algae that's out on the market. It's a freshwater algae. Has a single cell that actually penetrates your cell, and it brings oxygen into your cell so that your body can actually fight bacteria. Now, there's all kinds of chlorella out there. Here, can somebody cover up the bird? Did y'all cover the bird? Hold on, y'all. No. Hey, Womack, you can hear me. Have somebody cover the bird. They make they're like talking. They talk it all. They're like repeating what I'm saying. Give me a kind of algae. All right. So there are all kinds of chlorella. There's about 40 different types of chlorella. All right. I've been using this for years, and some of my clients, Lane, they can tell you, I've been using chlorella for years. I have almost every one of my clients doing chlorella. Chlorella is so powerful that some of you will begin to even sense something heavy is leaving your body when you take it, after when you have a bowel movement. It's a superfood. It's really a super. It has vitamin B12, vitamin B6. It has vitamin C that can be absorbed, because all vitamin C cannot be absorbed. It has iron. It has omega-3, which is a very important omega. It also is full of antioxidants. It has a whole bunch of other vitamins and minerals. I could just be here all night just telling you about this stuff. All right? It has your B vitamins. It has folic acid. It has potassium. It has zinc, which you need for your immune system. Copper, which you need for your cells to keep them electrical and high voltage. It has magnesium and manganese, which is important as well. And then it has fiber. And some of you, when you start taking this, you're going to notice your stools are going to change color, okay? Your stool is going to come out green, which is a good sign, because the more green, the more clean your bloodstream. You want to make a song out of that. I should make a song out of that. You want to make mommy make a song about that. The more green, the more clean the bloodstream. Anyway, that's cool. The more green, the more clean your bloodstream. Are you taking your chlorella? I can get my brother, your little brother, maybe make a song out of it. So it has photonutrients, which makes it a food, but also a supplement that contains vitamins, minerals, fats, healthy fats, antioxidants, and it actually binds itself to any type of heavy metals you might have in your body, antimony, pull-out parasites, aluminum, lead. It binds itself to metals, heavy metals that y'all don't even know that you got in your body. Any type of harmful compounds. It's been studied for years, and they conclude this stuff works. And this is why I've been using it. I've probably been using this stuff for probably over 20 years. Probably about a good 20 years or close to it. So those of you like have anemia, this is really good. It even takes out like cadmium, potassium, aluminum, lead. Heavy metals are poisons to your system. It's not like copper. Copper is good for your system. Zinc is good for your system. These are metals, but heavy metals are really bad for your system. Okay? Any type of toxicity that's in the kidneys, it's in the brain, it's in the liver, chlorella actually help. And at the same time, you're feeding your body. You can actually just do chlorella and feed your body. And let's say you start running out of food or something like that, because it's going to be a food shortage. Actually, it is a food shortage right now. They're just not talking about it. This stuff, y'all, will feed you, can satisfy you, and cleanse you, and boost up your immune system at the same time. So while what I'm recommending this to you for is because it does so much. And that's why it's called a CBS, Chlorella Body Support, because that's what it does. It supports the whole body. It enhances the immune response. They even did studies with animals and saw that it even enhanced the immune response even with animals. Okay, you help to antibodies actually help fight foreign invaders in your body. This stuff helps to produce more antibodies. All right, they did a placebo study and found that in this placebo study, when they gave one group something else and the other group the chlorella, it actually increased antibodies, which means this stuff is really powerful, because anything that can increase antibodies, you have more fighting power for anything that tries to invade your body. Okay? So it's really good stuff. Really good stuff. Now, if you have cholesterol, it actually lowers LDL and also triglycerides. You got to take about 15 to 20 grams of this to lower your cholesterol. But it's really powerful. Because if you have hypertension or high blood pressure, well, you want to get your cholesterol down because you might have blockages in the arteries. Okay? What else is good about this chlorella? As carotenoids. Now, what do carotenoids do? Carotenoids help with lowering cholesterol so that blood flows throughout the body, and now you have a better immune system. Antioxidant prevents oxidation of LDL cholesterol, which actually is how you people get heart attacks. Okay, you have oxidation of LDL. LDL is your. If y'all want to remember the difference between what's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, I got a little formula. Think of L, lousy. Okay, L, lousy. LDL, lousy cholesterol. Think of HDL, happy. H for happy. Okay? So that's a way for you to remember. LDL, lousy. HDL, happy. All right, niacin. Niacin is actually in chlorella as well. And if you know anything about niacin, if anybody ever had a niacin flush, oh, my God, you could feel the blood just rushing through your body. Some of you are probably on some of your kits and stuff that I'll be customizing. Some of you will get a niacin flush. Really, it freaks you out when you first have it because your ears get hot, and all of a sudden it's like having a hot flash. And you could be a man, and you'll get a hot flash. Some of you might have heard Larry Reed, if you ever heard his program, and when I was on this program, I gave him something called Tiger Nut. And in the Tiger Nut, there is niacin. So if a man's having challenges, and this is always my test, even though prophetically I ask the Lord to use me, but if a man's having a problem with an erection, et cetera, and he takes the Tiger Nut, all of a sudden, he'll feel hot. Now, if he doesn't have a problem with that, he won't feel hot. But if his blood is congealed, when he eats those Tiger Nuts in about 3 minutes, he's going to feel hot. It's going to be hot down there where the testicles at and all that, and he might sweat a little bit because it's working. It's like moving. It's moving the blockages. All right? So this is really good. Now, I would recommend everybody take this. This is why I do wellness inventories, because you could actually take too much and then cause the heart rate to be speeded up and go into cardiac arrest, and we don't want that. So you got to make sure you know what you're doing before you just take these supplements, all right? A lot of people just go grabbing stuff. You need to make sure it's for you. Now, what I'm sharing for you, what I'm sharing with you right now, y'all can all do, now they're different types, they're different grades. I make sure, like, whatever I have for my clients is the best in the world. It's the best in the world. So this is something you can buy. Some of you, if you want to get it from me, I can get it. You know, I have this, like, I got this, like, crazy. Because when you see the best, you need to get it right then and there. And I've kicked out thousands of dollars to get a lot of this over the years. From years ago, and I have the best of the best of the best. You're not going to find nothing better than this. All right, but again, you can go buy this at a health food store. All right? Now, you can actually improve your blood sugar level. Those of you who have metabolic syndrome, or you're on insulin, or you're taking some pill or something, or your blood sugar is not good, and I challenge you, if you have a sugar problem, start monitoring yourself when you take this and watch your blood sugar levels. Watch the change. This stuff is phenomenal. Okay? Well, I can say this about definitely the stuff that I have. I know it works. If you get something else, I don't know what kind that you got, so I can't back it up with that. I know the one that I have. And there's different kinds. And I'm going to tell you the different kinds. Okay? Man, there's so many different kinds, so I'll tell you a little. There's one called Chlorella pyrenidosa. It's Chlorella pyrenidosa. Then there's also Chlorella vulgaris, which is VULGARIS. Then there's Chlorella Apex, which is APEX, Tribulus, which is, how do you spell it? TRIBULUS. These are all different Chlorellas. There's a whole lot of them. All right, they're all good, but I'm not gonna back it up and tell you that you're gonna get your blood sugar level, because I don't know which one you're gonna get. I know the ones that I have. I know it does this because it has arginine. It has potassium, the niacin, the omega-3, the calcium. But you're not going to go wrong if you just – Chlorella's going to help you out no matter what, all right? It's some powerful stuff. So think about this. Here is one thing that actually is – it has nutritional density. It's – gets heavy metals out of your body so your immune system is not compromised. It enhances your immune system. It helps create more antibodies so that your body can fight bad bacteria and viruses. It helps improve your cholesterol. It acts as an antioxidant because it has chlorophyll. Remember I said earlier, the more green, the more clean your bloodstream. That's what chlorophyll does. It has beta carotene, it has lycopene, it has lutein, okay? What else? It reduces the production, I'm thinking of glycation. That's how y'all people start getting old. They have what's called advanced glycation, all right? That's where you get the AGE. But people say, man, yeah, the old age, AGE, which means advanced glycation end product. It actually drives that away, helps with, again, that blood sugar, which basically can cause you to get older. It helps with inflammation, too, and it helps keep the blood pressure in check. Now, what else can I tell you? Oh, this is really important. The Chlorella helps with respiratory diseases, all right? So if you got COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you definitely want this. Because one of the first things that coronavirus does It affects the lungs. And why people are dying, because they can't breathe. Okay? So it actually helps manage respiratory diseases like asthma. The studies have been done, COPD. It's really important to reduce inflammation, because you get inflammation all over the body. Inflammation in the legs, inflammation in the lungs, et cetera, et cetera. It's a food. It is a food full of nutrition. It got some other benefits as well. There have been some studies. Females, if you have PMS, it relieves PMS. If you have liver, it supports the liver health. What else can I tell you? It improves the markers of the liver. You could have this stuff, too, for years in your household. Jesus. Oh, my God. 90 seconds. I'm going to be out of here. All right. Listen. Y'all email me. I'm going to let you know when we're going to come back on again. My God, where did the time go? I didn't know it was that quick. I just heard the lady say 90 seconds. Somebody say, come back on tonight. I can't come back on tonight because I got to be with my wifey. I love you all. Y'all email me or follow me on Facebook, okay? And then y'all can hit me with your questions and stuff, all right? Because I didn't know it was this late. Email me or follow me on Facebook, and I'll let you know when our next session is, okay? Bishop@BishopWomack.com. God bless you all. I hope you got something out of this. Go to those health food stores. Get that Lotus Food rice. Get that Banzo rice. Get that Right rice. And I'll tell you some other stuff. I hope y'all got something out of this. Love you so much. Thank y'all for making this possible. I paid for this thing for the whole year, y'all. We're going to have amen. It is Orma. Thank you, Orma. Love you all. Love you all. All right. Y'all going to live and not die. Declare the glory of the Lord. Go ahead, health evangelist. Share this with somebody. Peace.